One more reminder about our special weekend coming up next weekend. We start on Saturday at 1 and have a full afternoon. And then on Sunday at 9:30, combined Bible classes, and then 10:30 worship. And those who are going to stay for the afternoon session will all enjoy a brief lunch together. And then we'll have our afternoon session. Then we'll have our regular worship service on Sunday night at 6 next week. And hope you can make it a point to be with us. Open your Bibles to Psalm 1. Donna said I was so long-winded that there wasn't room to put both outlines in the bulletin, in the worship bulletin. And it wasn't so much long-winded, it was just typing that would not stop. But if you'll go to Psalms 1, we're going to look at this tonight. I don't know how many times we've read Psalms 1 and had sermons on Psalm 1 and looked at it. And every time that I do, I see a different emphasis. I see something different. And it all ties together. It's the lead psalm of the book of Psalms. And to me, it's almost a summary of our life as Christians and what God would have his people to be like. And so if you'll read with me Psalm 1, and I'll put the outline up on the screen for you. And we go to Psalm 1 and verse 1. And we'll stay here for a little while. Here's what I want you to do first. And so I've entitled this, Jesus. I want to read the entire psalm. And I'll be reading it from the New American Standard Translation. It'll read a little bit different in different translations. And don't let that bother you. Just allow it. Look at it as being an expanse on the words. But as you read this, I want you to think completely and totally about the life of Jesus, as if this is describing him. And I want to read it and let your thoughts be completely and totally about Jesus. And let's read it together. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. And as you read that and you think completely and totally about Jesus and how he was with every one of these things, you begin to get a big picture of what it means to be like him and what it means to follow him and what it means to walk in his likeness and in his image. But let's take a look at it and let's start with this. How blessed. Probably literally, oh, the happiness of. Because the idea of blessed, the word blessed, can also be translated happy. Oh, the happiness or the blessed. If not in the moment, and sometimes there are things that we do, and there were things that Christ was involved in and being faithful to God, when it seems like happiness would not have been the description of the emotion at the moment. And if it's not in the moment, it is for certain in the fact that there's no regret. There's no looking back. When I've been faithful to God, even when it was hard, and when I was faithful to God and it cost things, that you look back and there is no regret that I did as God would have me to do, regardless of what the consequences were. And so it starts off this way, how blessed, how happy is the man the human. The human is exactly what's being described. But the human in what situation? The human with what gifts? The human with what talents? When you look at it and understand the psalm, it's regardless of situation, regardless of circumstance. How blessed is the man who has all these different things, and then he does this as described in this psalm. No, it doesn't matter what his situation is. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. It doesn't matter what's going on around him. Happy is the man who does this, who follows what is outlined for us in this text, regardless of his situation or his circumstance. And by man, I mean human. The human being, no matter what situation or circumstance that he's in. Still in verse 1, he does not. A succession of three things that he does not do. The first one, he does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. And the idea of counsel is their advice. So what the verse here is saying, he does not follow their advice. He does not follow their purpose. He does not follow their plans. He does not follow their views, the way they look at things. Nor does he follow their suggestions. And blessed is the man who does not walk in the vice, or rather, who does not walk in the advice, the views and suggestions and purposes of those that are wicked, contrary to the will of God. But there's a progression. Nor does he stand in the path of sinners. Stand. It's more fixed and more decided than walk. Walk can be the idea of passing through. Walk could be the idea of being there initially and for only a brief time. But when it comes to standing in the path of the sinners, then it's a more fixed thing and more decided. It's more than just passing through. It's waiting for. It's waiting for them and for their suggestions and for their advice. It means that you're associated with. And it means that now you have a desire to be with them. And so there's this progression. And it begins with listening to advice and views. And then it comes to where these are the people I want to be around. And these are the people I want to associate with. And from there it goes to the third. Nor does he sit with scoffers. And the idea of scoffers is somebody who mocks and ridicules and holds in contempt the things of God, the things of truth, and the things that are right. And this individual has followed this progression through to where now he sits. He has become one of them. He occupies a seat with them. He is one of them himself. And you see this progression that goes through of what an individual does not do who belongs to Christ. Doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked. He doesn't stand in their path, and he does not sit with them. And each time it gets a little worse, from advice to doing what they do to becoming a scoffer of God and of right things like they are. He does not do that, but this is what he does do. His delight, which means his pleasure, his happiness. His pleasure, the very thing he delights in, the very thing that causes him happiness, is the law of the Lord. God's word. God's principles. What God has said and what God would have us to live by. And on that law, he meditates day and night. The word is in his mind, and he thinks about it. And he constantly has it on his thought patterns and on his mind. He's not a casual reader of the Bible. He has it to the point that he can take it with him And he thinks about it constantly and continually. And this determines where he walks and where he sits and where he stands. You see, this is the key. Because just delighting in the Bible is not what this is talking about. And just delighting in hearing the Bible is not what this is talking about. This goes beyond that. The person who has this blessing, this person who has this happiness, is the individual who does more than just pick it up and read it. He understands it, he comprehends it, he thinks about it, and he changes who he is to fit it. And therefore, this determines where he walks, where he sits, and where he stands. He will be like a tree planted by the streams of water. The idea is a garden close to a pure and clean and strong river. And evidently, irrigation has been brought from that river. And it flows, and the plants and the trees are planted firmly, and the irrigation runs on both sides of them and all around them, where they are constantly watered and they are firmly planted. He's like a tree planted by the streams of water. And it's going to have its result. It's going to have its impact. Standing like he'll never be moved. He'll never be removed. Is fruitful in its season. He brings forth its fruit when it should be brought forth. He will bring forth the fruit that God would have him to grow and be what God would have him to be in its season. And his leaves never dry up and fall off. His leaves never wither. They're constantly fed, constantly nourished by the word and by the will of God. And whatever he does, he will prosper in. And whatever he does, he will be prosperous. Maybe not necessarily as the world counts prosperity, but as all righteous people and as God counts prosperity, is exactly what he will be like. The wicked are not like that. The wicked are like the chaff, which the wind blows away. And they will not stand nor sit. Look at what it says in that particular verse. They will not stand in the judgment. And they will not sit. I think the NIV is the one that says sit. But the way that it reads, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. And the idea behind that verse is there is no place for them to be in the judgment on the side of God. And there is no place for them to sit. No place for them to be in attendance in the assembly of the righteous. They will not be there. Because of where they chose to walk and sit and stand, when it comes to the judgment and to sitting with God and the righteous, there will be no place for them. Whoops. Whoops. Third time is charm. I went back too far. The Lord knows the way of the righteous, and he knows the way of the wicked. God knows every one of us. He knows our heart and our mind. He knows what we do and knows why we do it. He knows everything that there is to know about us. He knows exactly who's the one walking in his way and the one who is not. This psalm puts it, he knows those who are righteous and he knows the wicked. Unless we get to thinking that we can establish our righteousness is given to us by God through faith in Jesus Christ. And faith in Jesus Christ drives us to live in his likeness and in his image. But our righteousness is because of what he's done for us. And this psalm of blessing and happiness, and it's so simple. Happiness is a choice, and the choice is to be and to do what God would have me to be and to do. And the result of it will be happiness and joy and blessing. And that's what Psalm 1 tells us. And it's the way it is told to us as we go through the entire Bible. Are you happy? Are you happy in Christ? Are you in Christ? Do you listen to Him? Are you trying to walk and sit and stand with Him and Him alone? If you need to respond to the invitation of Christ this evening, we want to offer that invitation to you as together we stand and as we sing.